I think we both agreed we wanted that more full-throated support of President Zelensky and his reform agenda, and we didn't get it, Mr. Morrison said of the call. He reported it to the White House lawyers himself, but only out of concerns it would be politically damaging if leaked. He said in questioning that he did not view the call as illegal or improper, but added of the requests for investigations that it's not what we recommend that the president discuss. Mr. Volker was more withering. I don't think that raising 2016 elections or Vice President Biden or these things I consider to be conspiracy theories that have been circulated by the Ukrainians were things that we should be pursuing as part of our national security strategy with Ukraine, he testified. We should be supporting Ukraine's democracy, reforms, its own fight against corruption domestically, and the struggle against Russia and defense capabilities. Mr. Volker called Mr. Biden an honorable man. Mr. Volker played a key role in negotiations during the summer between the Ukrainian government and the Trump administration over whether Mr. Zelensky would be granted an Oval Office meeting with the president. Among the conditions put on Mr. Zelensky was that he make a public commitment to investigating the debunked theory that someone in Ukraine, rather than Russia, was responsible for a hacking of the Democratic National Committee in 2016, and Hunter Biden's role as a board member of a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma. Much of his testimony revolved around Rudolph W. Giuliani, Mr. Trump's personal lawyer, who appears to have instigated a push for investigations, and Gordon D. Sondland, the ambassador to the European Union, who put it into action. Mr. Sondland will testify publicly on Wednesday. Mr. Volker testified that while he was aware Mr. Trump wanted an investigation of Burisma, he did not make the connection at the time between Burisma and the Bidens. He said that he misunderstood that other officials meant the Bidens when they mentioned investigations of Burisma. In retrospect, I should have seen that connection differently, and had I done so, I would have raised my own objection, he said. Mr. Volker also said he was also unaware that other officials saw a connection between the withholding of nearly $400 million in U.S. military aid to Ukraine and Mr. Zelensky's willingness to commit to the investigation sought by Mr. Trump. I did not know of any linkage between the hold on security assistance and Ukraine pursuing investigations, he testified. No one had ever said that to me, and I never conveyed such a linkage to the Ukrainians.